That hereby we can accept the message.
You read by writing. Those slashes are stops for you.
Right.
Now, it's CP.
CP, go.
I escort over there just called and said he is has been stopped at the roadblock over there. They will not let him proceed any further. Advises if CRS-1 can get out up to FBI checkpoint, they will let him go on up and pick him up.
What did he say?
He said that he stopped the CRS people going in again and wouldn't let them go any further.
The marshal supposed to be with him. That's the reason the marshal with him, to get him through that roadblock.
CP to Red Arrow.
White one, CRS. Go ahead, CP.
Red Arrow informed my side one that that was the purpose of that marshal being with him, was to escort them through that roadblock.
White one, break out to Red Arrow one. CP advises the
That's affirmative.
Ask if he wants me to go down and see if I can clear that road.
Tell him that I do want him to go down there.
That's affirmative, headquarters 18. You're to proceed there directly.
Yes, ma'am.
No, but I'd rather that we ask first before.
Oh, sure. Well, Jess will do that.
Okay.
Tell headquarters 18 to make radio contact if possible with Chief Wilson.
To CP.
CP, go.
Somewhere in the traffic, I lost. You want me to contact CRS-1 and request he have Mr. Banks present to receive a message?
That's affirmative.
10-4 break to CRS-1. Could you have Mr. Banks present to receive a message via radio?
Everybody else will stay off the air.
10-4, Red Arrow clear the net for an important message. Are you prepared to copy?
10-4 break. Red Arrow to all units. Clear the net. Clear the net.
Red Arrow, are you ready to copy?
Ready to copy.
Following message to Dennis Banks. Frizzell wants you to know, break. There is available to any occupant a wounded knee, break.
Available to any occupant of wounded knee.
That's correct. Dennis Ickes, Deputy Leader, American Indian Task Force. Wait.
Wait one. Repeat after Dennis Ickes.
That's Dennis Ickes. I spell India Charlie Kilo Echo Sierra, Deputy Leader, American Indian Task Force. Wait.
How are we correlating?
Copy.
Civil Rights Division, break.
Copy.
Today in bus located in DMZ, break.
Copy.
To receive complaints regarding civil rights, break.
CP.
Go ahead.
Copy.
If you desire and concur, period, break.
Copy.
Names and contents of complaints, Blake.
Copy.
Will be confidential and held inviolate, Blake.
Bill Whitworth.
Take it out there.
Yeah.
Right off.
Yeah. Report to
copy.
Exclusively with Civil Rights Division. End of message. Copy.
Okay. Okay, Wayne.
Copy.
I got to read the entire message back to me. Let me see if you get it all right.
Dennis Banks, Mr. Frizzell wants you to know he is available to any occupant of Wounded Knee. Dennis Ickes, Deputy Leader, American Indian Task Force, Civil Rights Division. Today in bus, located in DMZ. To receive complaints regarding civil rights. If you desire and concur, names and contents of complaints will be confidential and held inviolate exclusively with civil rights division.
That's 10-4, first part of messages. Frizzell wants you to know there, T-H-E-R-E, there is available. Correct that, please.
That's 10-4.
Okay, read back first part of message.
Frizzell wants you to know there is available to any occupant of Wounded Knee.
10-4, add awaiting reply.
That's 10-4. There is available to any occupant of Wounded Knee, Dennis Ickes, Deputy Leader, American Indian Force, Civil Rights Division, today in bus, located in DMZ, to receive complaints regarding civil rights. If you desire and concur, names and contents of complaints will be confidential and held inviolate exclusively with Civil Rights Division. Awaiting reply. End of message. Advises message has been received. Awaiting reply.
10-4. Message related to Red Arrow at 10:15. 32973, Jim Leach.
CP,
go.
Informed by CRS-1, Mr. Banks wants answer to one question before given an answer to our message. The question is whether Mr. Ickes will be able to deal with 18 and 68 treaty.
Stand by. 1868 treaty. Response question from Mr. Bates, come at 10:22 a.m. St. Peter, Red Arrow.
There I go.
Red Arrow, stand by to copy message from Mr. Frizzell to Mr. Bates. You prepared to copy, Red Arrow?
That's step four.
Message as follows. Mr. Ickes, only expertise is in area of civil rights. Break.
Copy.
Does not profess to know Indian law relating to 1868 treaty.
Red out to all units, red out to all units. The net is clear. The net is to be cleared. 10-4. Red out to all units. Clear the net. Clear the net.
Red out, read back to me what you have thus far.
10-4, wait. Red out to all units, hold the net open, clear the net until you have further word from Red Air. No transmissions. Okay, message as follows. Mr. Ickes, only expertise in area of civil rights, does not profess to know Indian law of 1868 treaty.
You have an error that does not profess to know Indian law relating to 1868 treaty. Copy?
Now that's negative, CP. Someone else is on the net.
I repeat, does not profess to know Indian law relating to 1868 treaty. Copy?
Copy.
Frizzell anticipates dealing with 1868 treaty at further negotiations personally. Copy? I'll read the message back to me in its entirety, please.
Only expertise in area of civil rights does not profess to know Indian law relating to 1868 treaty. Frizzell anticipates dealing with 1868 treaty at later date personally.
Correction, that's at further negotiations personally. Copy?
Copy.
End of message. Go ahead and transmit that.
Did you copy that as it came over? I'll read it back to you to make sure that we have it right, CRS-1. Mr. Hickey's only expertise in area of civil rights does not profess to know Indian law relating to 1868 treaty. Frizzell anticipates dealing with 1868 treaty at further negotiations personally. You 10-4 CRS-1.
Jim Leach, 10-30. CP, go.
Message has been relayed and awaiting reply.
10-4.
CP. CP.
CP, go.
I have a reply from CRS-1. You prepared to copy?
Prepared to copy, go.
Mr. Banks states that the Ogala Nation will be meeting 1/2 hour. Will be an answer to your proposal by 11:30 hours this morning.
Now, I think we better revise it.
See through that out. No further message.
10-4.
Transmission completed 10:33, 329.73. CP, go.
Can we open the net again now?
That's 10-4.
Out.
CP, go.
As the CRS 2 and 3 have passed the roadblock, the FBI roadblock, and entered at 1004.
10-4.
Cut you too short to have your Shadron people over here by 11:30.
10-4, we'll call them and tell them to get a move on.
10-4.
CP, go.
I'll be for a request of 10-20 of SOG 1.
SOG 1 is at this location.
10-4, a break. Arrow to RB 4. SOG 1 is at CP.
Okay, Gil, can you understand if he will be coming out here for long?
10-4, a break. Arrow to CP.
CP, go.
RB 4, request to know if SOG 1 will be in this area before long.
That's affirmative, as soon as they can get away.
That's 10-4, break. That arrow to RB 4, that's affirmative, as soon as he can get away. He's acknowledged last transmission and thinks that Marshall Black should check in at Harold's Motel.
10-8-1,
CRS-1. We're prepared to copy, transmit slowly as we have to write it down.
11:35 a.m.
Going too fast. We have from Mr. Dennis Banks and the Ogala Nation. And start from there, please. Nation, repeat for me, please. And it's to Mr. Hickey by AIM and the Ogala Nation. And repeat after that, please.
We'll see if we can get Mr. Frizzell in here. Mr. Frizzell. Mr. Frizzell is down at office of Assistant Attorney General.
No.
CP.
CP, go.
I have message related to me by CRS-1 from Mr. Dennis Banks.
10-4, ready to copy. Go ahead.
A message follows from Mr. Dennis Banks and Oglala Nation. Copy.
Copy. Go ahead.
They are willing to meet with Mr. Dennis Ickes relating to civil rights complaints. Copy?
Repeat again, Red Arrow.
They are willing to meet with Mr. Dennis Ickes relating to civil rights complaints. Copy?
Copy, go ahead.
The only condition is that the meeting take place in the TP church. Copy?
Yes. Copy.
Safe passage will be granted to Mr. Ickes by AIM and the Oglala Nation. Copy?
Copy, go ahead.
Just as has been provided in the past to other federal officials and senators. Copy.
Copy.
End of message.
All right.
10-4. Stop that chop.
Mr. Dennis.
CP the Vulture.
RB4 informs me they have two 10-15 females carrying babies that refuse to cooperate with them, and they would like a Baker unit at that 10-20. I am unable to raise a Baker unit. Would you try for me, please?
10-4 break. CP to any Baker unit.
CP to Red Arrow.
Clear the
units for traffic.
Would you 10-9, please?
Clear the net for traffic. Important message.
10-4, Red Arrow, all units. Clear the network for an important message. Is that 10-4? All units, don't acknowledge. Red Arrow, CP, go ahead with your message.
Red Arrow, the following message is to be relayed to the CRS-1 unit in Wounded Knee to be relayed to Dennis Banks. You copy?
Copy so far. Go ahead.
Message is as follows. Assistant Attorney General Frizzell finds acceptable the offer of the Oglala Indian Nation and the AIM leadership. Break. For the receipt of civil rights complaints in the TP Chapel. We are arranging transportation, and our attorney, Dennis Ickes, will be in Wounded Knee shortly. End of message. You copy?
Spell that last name on the attorney.
C I-C-K-E-S. I-C-K-E-S. That's I, India, C, Charlie, K, Kilo, E, Echo, S, Sierra.
Okay, stand by. We'll check this message.
Yeah. If you go out with you down at the road, you aren't
right. Yeah, there we go.
CB, go.
The message is to contact CRS-1 to have him contact Dennis Banks, the Assistant Attorney General. Frizzell deems acceptable the offer of the Ogallala Sioux Nation for a receipt of civil rights complaints and for a meeting in the teepee near the chapel. Our attorney, Dennis Ickes, will be there shortly. Is that 10-4?
That's negative. Copy it verbatim. I'll give it to you again. Are you ready to copy?
That's 10-4.
Message is as follows. Assistant Attorney General Frizzell. Copy?
That's 10-4.
Fans acceptable. The offer. Copy?
Stand by.
Assistant Attorney General Frizzell finds acceptable the offer of the Oglala Indian Nation.
Stand by. Continue after nation.
And the AIM leadership.
Continue after leadership.
For the receipt of civil rights complaints.
Continue after complaints.
In the TP Chapel.
Continue after chapel.
We are arranging transportation.
Continue after transportation.
And our attorney, Dennis Ickes.
Continue after Ickes.
Will be in Wounded Knee shortly. End of message.
We have that message verbatim. I apologize, my secretary's not too well up on his shorthand.
10-4, babe.
He's something else, isn't
he? We're out of CRS-1. You contact Dennis Banks and relay this message to him. Ready to copy? Assistant Attorney General Frizzell finds acceptable, right? The offer of the Ogallala Indian Nation, break, and the AIM leadership, break, for the receipt of civil rights complaints, break, in the TP Chapel, break. We are arranging transportation break, and our attorney, Dennis Ickes, break, will be in wounded knee shortly. Is that 10-4?
We can't hear CRS with him.
Move out of CP.
CP, go.
That message has been relayed verbatim to CRS-1.
10-4, thank you, Red Arrow. CP, go.
CRS-1 advises they will be moving through roadblock 1. Will you contact FBI further? By arranging transportation, the AIM people believe that what is meant by that is that CRS-1 will arrange the transportation for them within Wounded Knee. Is that 10-4?
Stand by. Gun check. Close on message. CRS-1, 10 of the morning. Get it. CP to Red Arrow.
No, no, bye.
Convey the following message to CRS-1 to the AIM leadership. CRS will provide the transportation for the attorney into Wounded Knee.
That's 10-4. Red Arrow, CRS-1. CRS will provide transportation for the attorney in the Wounded Knee.
12:50.
We advise that Mr. Holder and one of the CRS people are en route, RB1. To meet the USM personnel who are going to install the radio. They have one request that the USM personnel not wear their blue jumpsuits. That 10-4.
Almost 10-4.
Would you ascertain whether Seattle 7 has departed to CP and route your 1020?
Stand by.